This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Randy Levine. How are you, Randy?
Good morning. Nice to be with you today, Robert.
And Randy is the president of the New York Yankees. So let's start off, and we'll talk more later about what being a president means, the economics of baseball, but let's start off first with what is the Yankees brand and what does it really stand for?
The Yankees brand, the New York Yankees, in my opinion, and I think in many other people's opinion, is the most well-known, most respected sports brand in the world. And really what it goes back to is it's based on the traditions of excellence, winning, and a certain way of presenting what Yankee baseball is all about. And everything we do is related to that. The Yankees are about tradition. We've had the same uniform, never changed it. The famous interlocking NY. Although we have a new Yankee stadium, it now is based and looks just like the original Yankee stadium. We respect our traditions. We respect the great players who've gone through everything from Monument Park to Old Timers Day. Our past is part of our future. And although you have to be innovative in constantly changing that messaging and making sure your brand is relevant in today's times, it's the Yankees stand for basically tradition, excellence, and winning.
When you say there's a Yankee, like a way of doing things, what does that mean, and what would you never capitulate on?
We would never capitulate on fundamentally changing what the brand means. There's been many teams for many reasons. You know, they change uniforms all the time. That's good. In their market, it may work. You know, it helps revenue, selling uniforms. That's not what we're all about. There are many teams who will have certain nights for their fans that are probably, you know, fun and exciting, but it's not something we would do. So, you know, we believe in a certain message. Sometimes we're criticized for it. You know, people think we're too corporate. People think we're too staid. But, you know, the Yankee brand is what the Yankee brand is. You know, our players have to be clean-shaven. Probably the only franchise in Major League Baseball that rule stays in place with. That was something that the boss, George Steinbrenner, was very, very particular about. So it's basically a continuation of tradition. And I think what the Yankees mean to a lot of people, you love us, and there are a lot of people who hate us. And that's good, because they think about us.
So you like that. You like when people hate you, because it makes you top of mind.
I believe that, you know, it makes you very, very relevant. And, you know, the famous columnist years ago, Mike Royko, you know, back in the 40s, I think, wrote a famous column that said, you know, hating the Yankees is American is cheating on your taxes and pizza pie. And I think there are a lot of people who hate the Yankees, you know, for different reasons. You know, people upset that we win so much. We won 27 world championships.
You know, and I think you've been in the playoffs something like 20 out of the last 24 years.
Yes, we have. But that's good. obviously we have great rivalries. You know, the Red Sox, a great rivalry, you know, in the city with the Mets. It's all a lot of fun. And the important thing is, in any conversation about sports or baseball, the Yankees are always in the middle of it.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Randy Levine, the president of the New York Yankees. So let's talk about that title, president, New York Yankees. You always hear general manager, manager, owner. President is a different title. What are the real responsibilities as a president?
Well, when we talk about the Yankees, let's remember we have the New York Yankees baseball team, which is the core of everything we do. But we also, through our holding company, Yankee Global Enterprises, we have many, many other companies that we have strong interest. For example, we started and we still maintain a fairly large equity interest in the YES Network, which is the most watched regional sports network in the world. We maintain a partnership in a company called Legends Hospitality Management, our principal partner there being the Dallas Cowboys, who do what we do there is food and beverage, merchandising, hospitality, premium sales, and all kind of consulting and advice. We work around, you know, building franchises, building arenas, venues, all over the place. We're partners in that with Live Nation. We have a great attraction business. Legends operates One World Observatory, which is the very top of the Freedom Tower. So it's a pretty sophisticated, ongoing company. We, of course, have a big college football business. George Steinbrenner loved college football. He coached at Purdue and Northwestern, played at Williams, and we built a new stadium. We put together, at his urging, a college football game called the Pinstripe Bowl, which has become very successful. And we always have college football games at Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium is quite the tradition of that. That's a core business. We have a partnership in the restaurant business with the Hard Rock Group. We have New York Yankee Steak. There's one Red Cross Street from Radio City here in Manhattan. There's one at Yankee Stadium and several in Florida. We have memorabilia business. We have many, many businesses aside from, you know, the baseball team. And in addition to the Yankees, of course, we have interest in several of our minor league teams.
So you mentioned a slew of properties. When you wake up in the morning as president, what's on your dashboard? What do you look for? What are you thinking? Here's where I'm going to focus.
Well, I guess my job is I just ran through all of the companies, and in many ways I'm the prime liaison from the Yankees to all of those companies. I sit on the boards of most of those companies. The CEO interacts with me of those companies. So really what I focus on, my job, is I would put it into four categories. You know, obviously the Steinbrenner family owns the team. Hal Steinbrenner is the managing general partner of the team. He's the control person. And he delegates to me in many ways to help make sure that these businesses all get operated in an appropriate way. And I'm very driven by revenue growth, very, very driven by it.
More than profit.
Well, I mean, baseball is again, it depends what the various company is. When we get in later to the to baseball economics, it's very different, because when it comes to the Yankees, more important than making a profit on the Yankees, our philosophy is always to put that money back into the team so that the team is competitive, to make sure that we always provide our fans a winning product, invest in players, whether it be young players through the draft or appropriately free agents. So when it comes to the Yankee team, it's much more important for us to provide a winning championship team to our viewers and break even rather than, you know, go for the profit. In some of the other businesses, it's more profit driven.
Okay, you have about a minute until break. So you mentioned Hal Steinbrenner, you mentioned George Steinbrenner. What's a lesson that you learned, maybe from George Steinbrenner first?
Well, I think the incredible thing about George Steinbrenner was he had the greatest instincts of any person I've ever known. He was a risk taker when people might have not been ready to take risks. I mean, he, for example, before it was common as it is now, you know, he put everything on the line and hundreds of millions of dollars bet on that we could produce the YES Network, and it worked. When we did Legends Hospitality, again, it was a risk. There were a lot of teams, you know, the old model, people would write you checks, big checks, in order to be your hospitality provider. He bet on us that we could do it better and form a company.
We're about to take a break. We are with Randy Levine, the president of the New York Yankees. When we come back, he has spoken about young players versus free agents, and we're going to ask his feeling on what the strategy is to build the right chemistry and a winning team, which is one of the components.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Randy Levine, the president of the New York Yankees. And so earlier in the program, you were talking about young players and free agents, and there's a lot of philosophies on this. As president of the Yankees, what is your philosophy on the balance between going after building a farm team, which obviously you did over this, you know, over the last All-Star break, you did a phenomenal turnaround very quickly, or acquiring free agents? What's the balance that makes for a winning team?
The main responsibility of putting that kind of baseball operations philosophy together is to our general manager, Brian Cashman, and his baseball operations department. But I think we've all come to the conclusion under Hal's guidance that to be really successful for a long time, as was demonstrated by our great teams through the late 90s, mid-90s, and 2000s, you need a core of homegrown players who grow up together, play together, and win. It's very hard, and we've had some success to put a team together just through free agents. So over the last several years, we were, you know, competitive, made the playoffs, just missed the playoffs, but we decided it was time to turn it over, and Cash and his team did a fabulous job of acquiring a lot of great young talent. Different than some other teams, like the Cubs, who just won the World Series and, you know, have done a superb job. Here in New York, as I said, you know, we can't afford to be really, really bad for long periods of time. So it's a balancing act to be competitive and be of championship caliber. So I think that's what we try for. We now have a lot of great young players over the next several years. Hopefully they'll all start to produce, and we could have a run, hopefully, like we had in the mid-90s all the way up to recently.
What do you think the future of the Yankees will be over the next, say, 5 years?
I think it's very exciting. I mean, you've seen some of the new players emerge. Gary Sanchez, a great catcher, had a record-breaking entry last year. Gleyber Torres, a young shortstop, 19 years old, youngest player in the Arizona Fall League, won the MVP, hit over 400. We saw Greg Bird a couple of years ago. He was hurt last year, our first baseman. A lot of potential. We have a lot of great players. I think Baseball America, a baseball perspective, one of those says our farm system is number one or two in the game. And so we're really, really excited. You know, you put four or five of those together, like when you had Jeter and Mariano and Posada. You're talking about championships.
Everyone forgets Bernie Williams.
Bernie Williams, the
fifth Beatle.
Well, nobody ever. We don't forget him. Bernie Williams was instrumental to all of those championships.
Now, you didn't talk as much about pitching. So, is winning about pitching? Is it about defense? Is it about hitting? Is it about chemistry? What makes for the right brand that, you know, is the Yankees? That's continuity.
Well, I think it's all of it. Obviously, you have to have, you know, everybody always says great pitching beats great hitting. So I think you need pitching. We have some great young pitchers coming up. Obviously, you need pitching. But it's a mix. You know, the great championship teams do everything well.
You've been a Yankees fan growing up, and I know you like Yogi Berra. What is it you like most about the Yankees today in your job?
What I like most about the Yankees is I see us progressing in a lot of different ways. I see we have a great team, a bunch of young players. Our fans love young players. They're all excited about watching homegrown players. Most fan bases love that. They really get excited about young players coming forward. I'm really excited about the way we're reaching out to new fans. We spent a lot of time and a lot of money recently trying to understand, you know, millennials and younger fans who maybe not have the interest in sports or baseball as others. We're doing some renovations in the stadium to try and encourage that. So I see a real future, all consistent with our message of Yankee tradition and winning.
How about the economics of baseball? What is it the basic fan does not understand about the economics?
The economics of baseball are very complicated because in Major League Baseball, you have a situation where it's not only how much revenue you produce. There's a revenue sharing system that's also in place that you share a lot of your revenues. And it's a very, you know, complicated formula. It just changed under the basic agreement. But there was a period of time where, you know, we were sharing $100 million a year with various other teams. You know, that's changing now, but that's a lot of money. And that's based on the fundamental goal of Major League Baseball of revenue sharing and the competitive balance tax, which is in effect a restraint, a tax on how much you spend in payroll. You know, the argument being big market teams can spend more to achieve competitive balance, give everybody a chance to be competitive and to win. So it's complicated. And as I said, with us, the goal in the economics of the Yankees is to put the money back into the team to always be competitive.
How about the status of Major League Baseball as compared to the NFL, NBA, other sports? What's your take?
Well, I think Major League Baseball is the national pastime, always going to be one of the premier sports. I think we've had some challenges, as the commissioner said, in attracting young people, as of all sports. We've put a lot of effort into it. But, you know, baseball goes from, you know, April all the way to October. It's a great soap opera. You know, there are people that always amazes me. They have good days or bad days depending on how the Yankees do. You know, it's like a companion for half the year.
There you go. So we've got a minute and a half left. Let's talk about the digital future and how is that impacting a franchise. Here you are, you know, the top valued baseball team at $3.4 billion valuation. How is digital impacting the future of the organization and the sport?
I think it impacts it significantly. You know, we have Major League, we're a partner of Major League Baseball .com, you know, Major League Baseball Advanced Media, which just, you know, had to deal with Disney and ESPN for BAM Tech. I mean, everything is moving digitally. Our fans, when they go to the ballpark, they want to be able to be interactive. When you watch television now, you know, very few people sit home and watch a television. They stream the game, they watch it on their phone. Social media is so huge, you have to communicate with your fans all the time. So it's huge, it's important, and we spend a lot of time on it.
30 seconds left. I want to ask you about a leadership philosophy, maybe a quote someone once told you, maybe when you were growing up by your parents, by someone that's really shaped the way you think.
Well, I think the greatest, you know, part of my leadership philosophy, I've had a lot of great mentors through the years, and the most important thing is never think anything is impossible. Because nothing is impossible if you work hard and try hard. And that even means, you know, getting knocked down two or three times along the way. So I've done things that people thought were very, very hard because I had the base feeling that nothing is impossible. And in a baseball parlance, you know, even the greatest only hit 300. I hope I hit a little higher than that, but you can't be afraid to fail.
And there you go, Randy. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Robert, it's been a pleasure to be here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's Big Agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Justin Wetherill. How are you, Justin?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
And Justin, in full disclosure, 29 years old, and when he was like 21, he came up with this crazy idea, you break, I fix. Right now, today, you have over 2,000 employees, 284 stores, and it's the most fundamental concept of fixing things in technology. Talk about what your original vision was.
So the vision's morphed over the years for sure. When we first started, we only fixed the iPhone 3G, and as you can imagine, repair diversity is big in our category, so our future is secured by fixing more than one thing. So as we grew the business, it grew from the iPhone to the iPad to tablets to Samsungs to computers to laptops to game consoles, you name it. And now really what we advertise is we'll do a free diagnostic on anything with a power button. And if you look at our Instagram, you'll see the oddest things, from the inflatable reindeers that go in your front yard to Christmas sweaters with lights on them. Like, our stores see everything.
How do you get people who are that smart, who could solve anything from Christmas lights?
I think at its core, there's some kind of what I would call like fixing fundamentals that we teach, like things like the 6 R's, things like that.
6 R's?
6 R's, you know, refresh, replace, restart. Like, there's a troubleshooting methodology to electronics as a whole, not related to one specific type of electronic that we teach. And then we support our stores with pretty sophisticated systems and processes so that they're comfortable repairing things that they've never maybe seen before themselves. And then also have kind of the back-end support where if they run into a corner or into some trouble, they have a hotline they can call and get kind of expert support at the corporate level.
So when you're hiring, and now I know it's a lot of franchisees as well doing the hiring, how long does it take you to know that that person would fit in our culture and that person can solve the problems and they can fix anything?
That's morphed as well over the years too. So when we first started, it was, you know, we need to find really technically inclined individuals and fill our stores with people that know how to fix everything. Like, that was the thought. And now it's, we need to hire people that love coming to work, that want to make a difference, and that are nice people that are going to treat customers with the dignity and respect that they deserve. And we can teach them the technical side. We're good at that. We've done it, you know, thousands of times. It's not a concern of ours. So even that's morphed, and, you know, that's what we're looking for in employees and partners now. Or, you know, are their interests and values aligned with ours? And knowing full well, we'll teach the technical side, and when we teach you how to fix things, like, you'll appreciate us for giving you a new trade, rather than, you know, harnessing you for some skills you already have, and you know, not having such a, you know, give a little, take a little relationship.
So what's the culture like now? Now, you're about 2,000 people. It's hard to sort of manage that.
I mean, we literally describe our culture as the UBIF family. So UBIF, short for You Break, I Fix. If you walked into many of our stores, I think that you would gather a little bit of the feeling of our culture. We do, you know, training in Orlando. All the franchisees and many of their managers spend 3 weeks in our corporate office, are kind of indoctrinated with what we're trying to accomplish, and surrounded by the team at headquarters in Orlando. And then, you know, we have these annual summits every year where we bring everybody together. We do regional town halls where we fly out and meet with them. But fixing things isn't the most glamorous thing in the world, but we've been able to empower people and encourage people, and we've really created something special.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Justin Wetherill, the founder and CEO of You Break, I Fix, which has dramatically grown to 2,000 employees, 284 stores, really from your house not that many years ago. So let's talk about your original vision and how that emerged.
Broke my own phone. You know, I was walking, bumped into someone. Like many of us, don't pay attention to where we're walking when we're on our phone. Bumped into someone, dropped it, tried to get it fixed. They wanted as much as it cost to fix it. They bought it for, didn't really understand that. Kind of being a nerd.
And you told me that was like $199.
$199, yeah. And like growing up building computers, always being a nerd, like I could fix this thing myself for, you know, a lot less than that. And I tried to fix it and broke it worse. And where many would get discouraged, that was kind of my light bulb moment, where if I was having trouble with this, then there were a lot more people who are having the same trouble. So ordered a bunch of broken phones on eBay, fixed them, and then resold them as like refurbished. Raised, you know, put it on my credit cards, paid off the credit cards. Ordered inventory, put up an auction, started fixing phones. That grew from an eBay auction to a website that served the whole country. And the website was doing great, and you know, we were doing $20,000, $30,000 a month in sales. And
Wait, you jumped up. How many people was it originally?
It was me and David, my co-founder, and then we hired my roommate, Carlos Marmot, the first time. It was just the three of us. Carlos was fixing phones at Panera during his, you know, all throughout the day. We were doing the mail in the night after I got home from work. I had a full-time job. And then at that point, Eddie Trujillo, a friend of mine, was like, the future of this is in stores. And keep in mind, this is 2009, 2010. Brick and mortar was getting crushed. Nobody wanted to sign a lease on anything. You know, Amazon was the future and everything else stunk. And he's coming saying, we need to do stores. And we're like, we got a pretty good thing going. There's no risk, you know, He said, no, people want this fixed now. You know, I believe in it so much, I'll put up all the money for the first store. Really pushed us to do that store.
Wow.
The second month that store was open in a not great part of town, the rent was $800 a month. It was a shopping center anchored by a dentist. Like, it was the landlord of that four-bay center, so nothing fancy at all. The second month it eclipsed the sales of the website that served the entire country.
Wow. So,
and that was like the second light bulb moment, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, people were driving from Tampa, Jacksonville, all over the place to come get their phone fixed that day because nobody wanted to mail it in and wait. And, you know, this was August, September 2009. That light bulb goes off. I quit my job, moved back to South Florida where I'm originally from because the first store was in Orlando. Start the second store in December, third store in February, fourth store in March, fifth store in April, and just go at it.
And you told me after six stores, you actually had made more money than you ever would have imagined.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's. You asked previously, what is the mission, and that's changed throughout the journey. You know, for a very very short period, it was about money, and then. You know, we'd achieved more than we had even set out to, and then it became about a higher purpose and how we could help others accomplish what we'd accomplished.
And describe that higher purpose.
Yeah, so the thought behind it is like a 10,000 foot view. Like, I don't think anybody could argue that people work better together than they do against each other, or a group of people is always stronger than one kind of mentality. So if you align your interests, and you know, I'm a millennial, so I feel like we had an advantage building this organization that was mostly going to be filled with millennials, knowing, you know, this is what a company we want to work in looks like, and you know, we had a little bit of that advantage. So I think the core things are for my generation is you know, number one, what is the expectation of somebody in their role? What does success look like, and how is it measured? So like clearly giving measurable metrics and success so everybody knows where they stand all the time, and then a clear reward for delivering on the expectation. And you know, that's what we've done. And I briefly mentioned we had a summit in February, earlier this month, 400 people in attendance, and the whole thing with a quote from David Marquette that we love, that leadership is measured based on the success of those around you. And you know, my final question was, if you started as a technician and now you own a store, please stand up. And 60% of the room stands up. Like,
wow. You must have. How did you feel viscerally when that happened?
It wasn't me. It was the whole room. You just.
It's energy.
Yeah, you just feel everyone's goosebumps and you see people tearing up. And like I said, fixing things isn't super glamorous, but, you know, there's a higher purpose to what we're doing, and it's incredibly rewarding.
Yeah. What do you talk about? What do you hope to accomplish?
We just hope to continue to do what we've been doing, and you know, changing lives, fixing things. I mean, I think number one, like, repair is a really noble act that people don't think about ever. I mean, we did a survey for this summit, surveyed 1,000 people. You know, if you broke your phone, what do you do? 24% of people even think about repair, let alone whether it's you break I fix or not. Just like, you know, they're going to replace it, period. And so I think we are working to change that. Like, repair is noble, replacing things is wasteful. It's a fact. Like, we can continue to work on changing those habits.
That's very exciting. We're speaking with Justin Wetherill. When we come back, we're going to first ask about what millennials really want, how they think. And I know as CEOs, you want to hear from that. Robert Reese, back in a few.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. in pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Justin Wetherill, the founder and CEO of You Break, I Fix, a company he started in 2009 from his house. He was working, and now 284 stores, 2,000 employees, and a fascinating model. Just tell what that model is.
Yeah, so quite simply, the model is, you know, we've created the systems and processes to measure success. We very transparently outlined what the rewards of that success look like, both to our partners and as franchisees and their employees, and just made sure that we're aligning ourselves with the right people that have the same vision and want to accomplish the same things in the same kind of fashion that we do.
And how do you view your franchisees versus your end customers?
That's a great question, because we had 47 corporate stores before we started franchising, and when you ran, that was a big adjustment for us. As a corporate entity, your end customer is the customer. As a franchisor, our customer is the franchisee, giving them the right tools and processes and equipment to deliver the service we expect to ultimately their customer. So really, that's morphed over time, and really it's our responsibility to set the franchisee up for success, and it's their responsibility to deliver that experience to the customer.
Just walk through what your thinking was of how you went to the franchise model, because originally I know you were against it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people kind of commoditize franchising. You pay a fee, get a sign, good luck, I hope it works out. Most of the time it does, sometimes it doesn't. And I think that was our interpretation of what franchising was, kind of being naive to the industry. And you know, we could have raised private equity money, we could have gone to the bank, we could have franchised. You know, really quickly, the private equity, our interests didn't kind of align, our values didn't align. The bank, we'd never borrowed a dollar, we weren't getting a million. And the franchising, you know, we've learned a lot about it. We saw examples of people that were controlling the experience, and we believed that we could control the experience that drove the consistency we were looking for across the brand. That's ultimately why we decided to do it.
So now let's shift to what a lot of CEOs listening in want to hear about: millennials, how millennials think. So you and I have spoken before about millennials, goods and bads. I love millennials. I think it's the greatest generation in the past 100 years, because everyone integrates purpose and profit. Not everyone, but most people.
Sure.
So what's your take? How do millennials think?
How do they think? So I think that's incredibly insightful, integrating the purpose and profit, because, you know, obviously we've done that, and we've built an organization of millennials, and that's been the goal. I think where millennials have a challenge is integrating into more traditional management structures or organizations, and that's kind of where we get a bad rap. But, you know, like I mentioned a little earlier, for us it's all about, you know, what does success look like? How is it measured? What is the reward? Like, my generation watched our parents grow up and work in the cubicle for 10 years to get the office for 10 years, to get the corner office for 10 years. And it didn't matter how hard you work or how good you were. It took time to get where you wanted to go. And that isn't acceptable to us. So, you know, some people call that entitlement, and some people call that drive. It depends what side of the fence you're on. But for us, it's, you know, it's all always been about, what does success look like? How is it measured? And what is the reward? And, you know, that has really helped us to motivate and inspire the millennial workforce.
And that's how you train your people, because you're very big in training.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, being a franchise, we have to make sure that we're aligning ourselves with people that have similar values. You see my generation going back to record players. I go to the airport and I'd rather have a paper boarding pass than one on my phone, because I don't like fumbling with my phone at TSA and then again at the gate. You know, there's some older traditions that myself as a millennial and others are beginning to appreciate more. Like, it's my life goal to be on my phone less. And that's not only crazy because of my age, but it's crazy because of the business I'm in. Like, it's all about phones, even though we fix everything. Quality of life to me is how much can I get away from my phone? And it's going to be interesting to see how that shapes, you know, the technology the manufacturers are building for the future generations.
So when you're talking about things you like, on a daily basis, when you wake up in the morning, what's on your dashboard? What are you thinking?
First thing's email. Like, I'm a professional, we joke, I'm a professional firefighter. So, you know, what are the fires that need to be put out from the day before or that have already happened before I woke up that morning? We manage our own supply chain, so a lot of things happen in Asia overnight that, you know, I'll wake up to and need to address. And then, you know, obviously we have, you know, scheduled meetings all day. Teams are working on special projects and all of that. But I can honestly tell you that in our organization, like, as a CEO, you'd think, like, reviewing a P&L would be a huge part of my daily or weekly process. It's a one-hour thing a month. And, like, the purpose is, the money is the means to do it, like, is the result of doing things right, but it's never been the goal. And, you know, that's not something that's changed, even as we've grown this from my bedroom to, you know, over $100 million. Like, still today, it's, you know, we believe in the model, and if we execute on that model, there'll be money at the end. But we're not going to go looking for the money and expect that that's going to drive the experience we want for our customers and employees. It's just not realistic.
Where do you hope you'll be, say, in 5 years?
5 years. I mean, look, we opened 113 or 114 stores last year. We'll open 175 this year, so we'll end the year around 450. We'll have 600, 700, 800 stores. We'll be fixing who knows what, robot vacuums. I mentioned earlier, we fix the strangest things. Our stores fix the blow-up reindeers and Christmas sweaters with lights on them. Like, we've equipped our stores and the personnel with the technology to fix all that stuff. So I think, you know, we're comfortable knowing there's always going to be a need for a local electronics repair store. It's our responsibility to create the systems and processes to equip the local franchisees and employees to fix whatever it is that's next.
So you've about 1 minute left. What is it you're most proud of?
I think, you know, we're all most proud of what we've been able to accomplish together. You know, there's no I in team. There's no, you know, dollar figure we're trying to hit. There's no exit we're working towards. It's, you know, come into work, work as hard as we can every day for those around us, and the team effort is what's going to make the difference.
Any advice to future entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I mean, you can do it, period. Like, you can do it. Make sure it's worth chasing, but if you want it, you can get it.
And there we are. This is on the CEO Forum. We're with Justin Wetherill, the founder and CEO of You Break, I Fix. Started from scratch, over $150 million, 284 stores already. And by the time you listen to this, it's going to be way bigger than that. But just find something that's of great value to people and just do it, right?
Absolutely.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.